Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Steve Kemp, Sandy Jacobs are our guests. I could keep them for the rest of the show, but we have a lot of other news coming up. They're busy. I'll continue with your calls on this subject. GoldenGateMinutemen.org. Get involved today. Let's continue with your phone calls. Well, you know what? You guys wanted to comment during the break on the last caller. You were pointing out, okay, give 20 million illegals, legalize them. A lot of them are criminals with other crimes. And what about everybody trying to get in legally? That penalizes those that came in legally.
Well, it's a real slap in the face of the people who are trying to do things the right way just to say, well, you know, it's because somebody broke the law and came in here and had been living here and they're, you know, contributing to society, whatever, they're nice people. That doesn't address the issue of all the people who are trying to get in here legally and do it the right way. They're not sealing the borders. We can't even start talking about anything until they seal the borders. That's what they need to do. But no, blanket amnesty? No way. That should not happen in this country.
Well, that's what's happening. We're being told, give us amnesty, then we'll talk about the border. Baloney. They're not going to. It's another double take.
Well, that's like paying a contractor to do the work before he does it, right? You don't do that.
Yeah, that's always a big problem. Let's talk to Curtis in Montana. Curtis, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I got one for you. I live here in Montana, and CNN did a story about a year ago about their Homeland Security was putting $31 million into two border crossings up here. One of the border crossings had an average of 22 cars a day go across it. Well, now on our local talk radio about a week ago, Canada's talking about shutting their side of the border down on one of them. I just don't get it. We spend $31 million on a border that I've lived here for 35 years. I've never heard of a Canadian coming down and murdering anyone or kidnapping, or every once in a while you'll have a real
No. They let the immigrants come into the United States, but they don't want you to get out. So you know, they want people to come in, but they don't want you to get out.
And we're wasting all this money on our northern border where there's not a problem. We got all this on the southern border. We're protecting Iraq's border, Afghanistan borders, $1 billion, and we can't protect our southern borders. I mean, this is what you said earlier. They're idiots.
Well, it's treason. It's treason is what it is. They want to break this country down. That's in the SPP, North American Union documents that Lou Dobbs and myself and Judicial Watch covered. I appreciate your call. Sandy Jacobs, have you ever read the SPP documents, how this is really meant to merge our countries?
Oh, yes. It's something we don't want. I mean, that will just wipe out our sovereignty altogether. And it'll let in just about anybody. You know, your truck driver, come on in. Take a job from another American. I just can't see even going along with that.
And look at our wages going down. I mean, our country's falling apart.
Yeah, and he was saying how we spent that money up there on the Canada border. Well, that's, the government wants us to perceive that they're spending millions on border security, but they're not detailing and giving the people, hey, you know, we're going to waste this money over here just so we can say we spent $31 million.
Well, I want to see patriots, including Hispanic American patriots and others. We have a lot of them out in San Francisco in that area to join you guys. I know there are a lot of great Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, part of your Tea Party movement out there. And I just want to salute you and commend you for having the courage to go out and shoot these videos and to ask such good questions and to show this arrogant creature for what he is. And I want to thank you for sharing your video with us and authorizing us to play the video here. I really want to thank both of you.
I'd like to just say, you know, I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to start marching in the street. The illegals do it. Every year in May, they do it. They're doing it now. I mean, how mad is it going to take for us to get to start demanding that our government listen to we the people?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sandy Jacobs, Steve Kemp. Let me say bye to you during the break.
Thanks, Alex.
Again, thank you. Just amazing job. Other people need to do what they're doing. It's that simple. It's that simple. We'll be right back with more of your calls and a lot of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with a Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, big breaking news. It integrates with what I was covering last night on the Sunday show. During that three-minute break, Matt Ryan came to me. He's linking to it up on Infowars.com right now. Headline, Dangerous Ideas. Give me a document cam shot, boys. And it's on Huffington Post with a video and at Big Think with this individual calling for putting lithium in the water to make you behave yourself. And they have video of it. And I just put out the video, Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed. We've got to get that out to everybody. And here's an ABC News article, bioethicist and media historian Jacob M. Apple, and he's in the New York Times calling for it, and so Big Think's talking about it, and so is the Huffington Post, and they're talking about it like it's good. They're getting the public ready for lithium in the water, which is an antipsychotic. I can't even continue here on air right now. I mean, they're just out in the open. We're living in a nightmare. I just can't believe it. Time will reveal whether lithium is indeed the next fluoride. Far more important is the revolutionary prospect of harnessing the common water supply to deliver life-saving and health-enhancing therapies to the public at low cost. We covered the other bioethicist just saying this on Sunday with Aaron Dykes' article. Will you guys print me that, Aaron Dykes' article? It's bioethicist. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Oxford professor calls for drugging water supply. And then he says they want to put Ritalin, Prozac, lithium in the water. And then here's the bioethicist and medical historian for I can't even deal with this anymore. Hey, I need the URL on this article. For some reason, it chopped off. Is this the Huffington Post or is this ABC News? Okay, because it says ABC News right there. Need to somehow get. To rant and rave about this isn't even the proper response. I'm dumbfounded at this point. This week's New York Times Magazine draws attention to an article in the British Medical Journal of Psychiatry that has been the talk of bioethical circles since May, when researchers at Japan's Odai University reported that communities with increased levels of lithium in their drinking water suffered a significant lower incidence of suicide because they're mind-numb zombies. The Japanese data confirmed a previous study of drinking water in Texas that found a decreased incidence in both suicide and violent crime in counties with higher than average amounts of naturally occurring lithium, like El Paso, I would add. And then they go on and propose it, and that's the New York Times doing that. It's the food, it's the water, they're already doing it. Just like they were already had private spies spying on you decades ago, now they admit it. I'm going to try to collect myself here because I'm horrified, I'm enraged, I'm sick of these arrogant creatures, these control freaks, the scientific dictatorship. I just love my children so much. They're so innocent. They're so good. And I have to go to so much trouble to try to keep them from drinking poison water and poison food. And these bastards, these criminal scumbags, are just running rampant. And you've got a drugged out population that can't get angry because they're on stinking drugs putting the water in the food, like bisphenol A, sodium fluoride, lithium, all of it. And the guys have found a video of this bioethicist and medical historian in the Huffington Post and the New York Times Magazine promoting it. I'd love to get Apple on this show. And I just know when people grab this video off PrisonPlanet.tv from this live show, when they put it on YouTube, there's going to be these mindless zombies on lithium and Prozac and bisphenol A and fluoride and mercury just giggling and laughing and lying about me and attacking me. And I don't hate them. I feel sorry for them. They're just hateful, brain-damaged zombies, and they're just going to attack me. And they're going to say this guy isn't even real. And they're going to say bisphenol A is good for you and that irradiating food is good. And they're going to say that the silicone they're putting in most processed foods that admittedly gives you cancer is good. Why does this have to happen? Why can't we wake up? Almost everybody I know has got family who's young dying of cancer or getting cancer, or they're getting macular degeneration from the sodium fluoride, the mercury, and the aspartame. People are going blind all over the place. Diabetes is off the charts. There's kids all over the place dying of cancer. And I have to sit here and have eco-science written by the White House science czar talking about drugging your water. I've got to read top bioethicist. I mean, imagine the New York Times promoting how good lithium is going to be in your water. And the guy goes on to say, if you don't like it, you can just drink bottled water. Yeah, with bisphenol A. I'm looking forward to the day when I can sacrifice whatever specious liberty claim I might have in consuming natural tap water in order to help save the lives of my neighbors and fellow human beings. That's a quote that this bioethicist says about That's like this other bioethicist, the Oxford professor, says it's cognitive boosting. And it's like that CBS piece where they say mercury is good for your child and will improve them. They mean it's an improvement to make you a brain damaged zombie that serves them. See, it's all lawyer speak. It's all little sick jokes where they think you're so dumb and already so drugged and so passive that they can come right out and say, we're going to drug your water supply when they're already doing it. And we're going to do it for your own good. I'm just going to take calls on the immigration issue until I settle down, because I almost dumped this desk over a minute ago. I almost threw the microphone across the room. I almost ran outside, and I almost started knocking on doors of other businesses saying, look, they're drugging the water. That's a normal response. It's like 5 years ago, Google came out and said, we're using the microphone on board your computer and the camera to watch and listen to you. But it's okay because computers are doing it, creating keyword data files. Imagine if somebody came to your door, knocked on it, and said, I want to put cameras in your house watching you. You'd say, get out of here, you maniac. But they come out. They admit that it's 20 to 50 times, depending on the system, higher radiation in these naked body scanners than what they'd said, and it's going to cause cancer. That's John Hopkins, you name it, reporting it. Suddenly, all over the country, they're turning up the brain scan systems on high, and everybody's hair is falling out, and they're getting cancer, and they just admit it. They're just killing us left and right. That's all I think about. I had nightmares about this last night, and that's normal. You got a bunch of sicko control freaks poisoning our water and killing us, and I got family who I can't even get to stop drinking Diet Coke. Even though they know it's true, they're so addicted they can't stop. And people say, well, look at you. You know, you look like you're a few pounds overweight. What the hell does that have to do with it? I know I've got problems. I know I do unhealthy things. I don't eat fast food. Unless I'm on a road trip and it's all there is in some small town, I always feel sick after I do. I try to eat organic. I try to help my children. What does it have to do with me? Why, when I warn you, do you mentally ill people out there then say I'm bad? I'm not talking. I care about the people we've already woken up, but I really care about those who won't listen to me. They're drugging your water. Lithium is a toxic heavy metal that's also deadly and has serious health side effects. It's a hardcore chemical lobotomizer. People wonder why the public's not more upset, not more angry by trillions being stolen by criminal banks and the airspace being closed. So Chelsea's marrying the son of a criminal mob family whose dad's in prison for ripping off taxpayers, a crook congressman, and millions of dollars, $6 million of tax money to pay for it. Let them eat cake, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' latest article talks about. I mean, it's too much. A bunch of arrogant, bug-eyed scum thinks they can drug our water and surveil us and militarize the police against us and train the police to take on the American people while the cops are having their water and their food poisoned too. Don't you understand that, men and women? We're all in this together. This isn't about black and white or Hispanic or Christian or Jewish or German or Chinese. This is about a scientific dictatorship that thinks you're so stupid they admit they're poisoning your butt. And suddenly there's bioethicists all over the news every day, new mainstream articles saying we want to put lithium in your water. I got news for you. We've already caught them doing it. We've got to have a normal response to this. But we're just comfortable drinking our water, eating our GMO food. We're just comfortable, eased into this. We go home, we watch our television, we watch our sitcoms, we watch our dramas. You go to the bar, you get drunk, you just let your kids go to school and eat all this crap. Why can't you wake up? Because you can't admit how serious it is. Because I know, I mean, it's freaky. It's scary. It's crazy. It's crazy! Don't you understand cancer's off the charts? Don't you understand diabetes and every other degenerative disease is off the charts? People are getting Alzheimer's at 25 now. They're killing us. I want to stop them.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Kaysen, David McElhane, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
So we have mainstream media all over the place. I mean, I've found five articles in the last 10 minutes the guys had where it's all over the news saying, well, if it stops just one suicide, shouldn't we put lithium in the water? Fluoride has similar effects. It is a toxic chemical that brain damages you. And we'll go to some calls, and then before this hour ends, I'll play this clip of this scientist, bioethicist, promoting this. And we wrote another article about this over the weekend. Oxford professor calls for drugging water supply, and I covered that on last night's show. a separate professor, one of the top bioethicists from that prestigious university. Folks, they're already doing it. We've already caught them. It's so incredible. And that's why people are so passive. You don't have a right to forcibly drug me because you say it's liberal and loving to keep me from being violent, so I put up with the bankers raping me while you build up a paramilitary force against me and my family. So I'll go along with your wars. Then they give aggression enhancers, Wired magazine reports, to the troops to offset the fact that they've been made servile, just like they are now. The police chief in Fort Worth is promoting anabolic steroids, testosterone, for cops because they're so emasculated from the water, they pretty much need it. You understand? They are drugging us to be submissive, and then they tell the cops you got to take roids to offset it. They're drugging us. And Jaron made the point that even if they claim this is moral, you don't say everybody in the country's got to eat peanuts because it's going to kill hundreds of thousands who have violent reactions to it. But that's not even what this is about. And the video of this guy from Big Think, and I'm glad Big Think is criticizing him. Dangerous Ideas is the article. They got an interview with him. I'm going to get them on. I'm going to try to get Mr. Apple on. He has that wanting control freak jelly look to him, just like Congressman Pete Stark. These weirdos, these control freaks, always have this, "Hi, I want to help you. It's going to be real good. Government health care, don't be racist. Open borders, banker bailouts, don't be racist. Don't mind all the militarized police we're massing. We're your friends. Everything's fine. Drink the water. It's moral. You'll feel better. We need to enhance you with an antipsychotic that lowers IQ on record. Then you won't." And remember, these same people have now developed on record, I've been covering this for close to a decade, vaccines. Search the term vaccine to cure alcoholism, vaccine to cure heroin addiction, vaccine to cure nicotine addiction. And it creates viral plagues, viral virus attacks in the ports, in the uptake sites, in the cells for endorphins. And these drugs mimic different types of endorphins in the receptor sites. And the viruses go in and literally, selectively are tailored to eat brain cells. And I've got mainstream U.S. and British news in the last almost decade. We've covered it countless times. You can go read this for yourself, how they're going to give us shots that eat our brains. I mean, come on. It's just body snatchers, but they're our own species coming and saying, after you have the shot, there's not going to be any more pain. After you've taken the lithium, you're not going to care anymore. The carbon tax, it's good. We're going to cut how many kids you can have. We're creating a utopia. Prince Charles is going to save the earth. Savior of the earth, kill us, oh Prince Charles. And they do it in this simpering, soft voice. And they talk to us like we're children. Everything's going to be okay very, very soon. And you know it's on record. They found a bunch of weird RNA and a bunch of different virus fragments in all of those big five vaccine makers with the H1N1. And I'll guarantee you, it was in the London Telegraph yesterday, a tenfold increase in violent seizures when the children take that stinking shot. That's a violent autoimmune response with those viruses just wreaking havoc in there, just savaging those brains. I see exactly what they're doing. Oh, God, I pray to you to have the spirit of liberty rise in humanity and to remove this wicked scourge. We repent for the abortions, the 50 million. We repent for all the things we've done. But my God, please protect my children and other innocents. They do not deserve this, God. Please. Folks, I'm freaked out, and this is a normal response to this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
the question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Understand that the public is rudderless and can't think for themselves, and so they come out and present it. We're just going to drug your water supply to make you happy. It's a dangerous antipsychotic, a toxic heavy metal, lithium. And they recommend in this other report I've got here from Oxford that, well, we want to put Prozac and Luvox and Ritalin in your water. Mix all these drugs. They're proposing putting statins in the water. Well, your water's just a cocktail. Statins that, of course, shut your liver down and are basically worthless, most doctors are now admitting, for cholesterol. Oh, we're going to give you vaccines that where you can never be addicted to drugs and where you also can't absorb the regular endorphins. When you make that touchdown in high school or that beautiful girl you're in love with says, okay, pick me up at 7 tonight, you get that euphoria. Or when one of my stories is top linked on Drudge Report, I get, you know, euphoric because my mission is to warn people. Or one of our videos gets tens of millions of views, I get excited. No more. This is a zombified, servile system they're trying to set up, and they sit there and say it with a plain face. Now, this is being promoted by the New York Times, the Huffington Post, a big think that did the interview, which is kind of like TED TV, a scientific consortium outfit. Drug our drinking water, dangerous ideas. They're against it. But they got the interview with him. And here he is just calmly telling you that it's for your own good. Don't be racist. You know, that's what government health care is all about, is the government taking control. They've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. They do have the death panels. It is about euthanasia. I've got articles today, mainstream news, where they're saying in England and the U.S., don't give old people care. Training you to lower the standards of the economy. The more care we give people, the better the standards, the more jobs. Let's go ahead and play this clip of this individual, this bioethicist, Mr. Apple. And remember, bioethicists are the ones with the PhDs who tell the federal governments and the state governments on the bioethicist boards, do we save this baby? Do we give treatment to this old woman? They're the ones that are the high priest that give the orders to the doctors, to the dentist, to the nurses. And these people, the top ones, the ones that get funding, are for sterilization, forced drugging, forced abortion. They are a group of monsters, all pushing carbon taxes, all pushing into the industrialized world. This is a scientific dictatorship, and they are some of the top high priests. Like Rahm Emanuel's brother is one of these people. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
Ask questions about whether or not any pharmaceutical or any product should be added to the drinking water. You're really asking two sets of questions. One is, should any product that might be beneficial be added to the drinking water? And secondly, should this specific product be added? The first question, I think, can be dismissed fairly easily. People who oppose adding enhancement to the drinking water, in the way people opposed adding fluoride to the drinking water half a century ago, rely on the false premise of naturalism, that because something occurs naturally, it must be better. Now, many things that occur naturally are better.
Okay, so we're going to go through this. So this is how he sells it. And that's the same thing as the other bioethicist at Oxford, Julian Savulescu. Am I pronouncing that right? Yeah, Julian Savulescu. He says, well, we got fluoride through, and it's the test case. Now we need to put Ritalin, Adderall, and other drugs in the water. So they're just going to put hundreds of things in the water, statins, you name it, because they're going to medicate you. This is a medical, bioethical, scientific dictatorship that says we're going to drug you. And that's what these GMO foods are. In every study, it sterilizes or reduces fertility in all the rats and other mammals, guinea pigs they tested on. It increases cancer. In all the studies, you're being forced medicated. It's hidden in the genetics of the plants. The BP corn, the BP cotton that's killing the livestock that eat it, that humans are eating. It's destroying their fertility. It's on record. You're already being drugged through the food, the water, the air. They're doing it. Don't you understand? I'm not joking around here. It's time for you to grow up and realize we've been telling you the truth. We've done the research. I can barely control myself the more I learn, the more I confirm that we're 100% right. I love my children, and how dare you people think you can drug their water and drug their food? And they know they force fluoridation on us, so now they're coming with the drugs, a hardcore antipsychotic, a heavy metal, lithium, super toxic, that fries the brains of the mental patients they give it to, and they're going to put you on lithium, whether you like it or not. And they say you accepted fluoride, a deadly chemical. They can get away with that. The sky's the limit, folks, and they're not going to stop. Don't you understand? I'll tell you, though, the people are waking up. I talked to those two cops last night at like 11 p.m. coming out of that restaurant before I went home, and they looked concerned. They said, no, we know. And I said, you know they're drugging your water. And they went, yeah, we've seen evidence of that. And I said, well, go to InfoWars.com. We've got a top bioethicist promoting it right now and links to the studies. This stuff's already been found in the water. And they said, we will. They said, we appreciate what you're doing, and shook my hand. They're not laughing anymore. They know what's going on, and they don't care if some little smart mouth, they always send up some effeminate little, hi, I'm here. Oh, I want to help you. I'm the boss. I'm the control freak. I say what goes in your water. I decide your mental health. I care about you. This other bioethicist says put serotonin reuptake inhibitors in the water, a psychotropic hallucinogen, which on the label admits it massively increases suicide, not just in humans, but other animals. That's Scientific American last week. everything they even now we got to have a debate about them. We don't want lithium. We don't. It's toxic. No, shut up, conspiracy theorist. Lithium is good, and so is Prozac. Take your flu shot. Mercury is good. I have the newscast where they say mercury is good for you. Go back to him. Go back to him.
But that's correlational, not causational. Pain is natural. Anesthetics are synthetic. Most people prefer anesthesia to pain.
Listen, listen, punk. You don't get to decide what goes in my body. You understand that? You little smart mouth control freak. Who knows he'll get funding and grants and power because you're promoting what the globalists are already doing. You understand that? My body is mine, scumbag! My children are mine! They deserve to leave their own life without some soft sack of garbage like you trying to drug them with deadly chemicals, you piece of trash! Go back to him!
Same logic. There are many things that naturally occur in the drinking water that are beneficial. In some parts of the country that don't occur in other parts of the country. One of those items happens to be lithium.
Ugh.
People who oppose adding lithium to the drinking water in trace amounts don't go around advocating to strain the lithium from the drinking water in areas where it does exist. The specifics of lithium are rather interesting. And I should add, I'm not the first person to propose
this. Oh, you're not the first. Back it up 10 seconds, please, as we analyze this. Folks, you're drugged and mind controlled if you're not angry. Okay, this is normal response here, getting upset. People have pointed out in El Paso over the last 30-plus years and other cities that have it that you should filter your water and that you shouldn't drink it because it's toxic. In fact, pull up poison control, search the term poison control or hazardous material sheet lithium. I want to read to people. I already have read it and know it, but I want people to see it. It is a toxic metal. Toxic metal. I don't care if CBS News tells you mercury and lithium are good for your brain. It isn't good for your brain. Just like all these early onset of neurological disorders we're now seeing. Oh, it's normal now to get Alzheimer's at 25, 30, they say. No, it isn't. Heavy metals fry your brain. Period. Period. You like all the wrecked autistic children all over the place who have no future? You like what you've done to people? You sickening eugenics extermination lovers! You're the enemy of humanity! Go back to that slime bag! Ah! Oh, the video's not playing.
To add, I'm not the first person to propose this idea. Peter Kramer floated this idea in the New York Times over a year ago. The Brown University psychiatrist, the author of Listening to Prozac. In areas where lithium in trace amounts is in the drinking water, there seems to be a lower level of suicidality, and in the Texas counties that were studied, there's actually a lower crime rate.
Hit pause.
The same studies were repeated in Japan.
Back it up another 20. I want people to hear that again. This is so monumental. Humans are supposed to be focused and full of tectonic fury and energy and understanding. You know, when I privately write poetry, it just flows out of me. Or when I'm oil painting, or when I'm making a film, or when I'm passionate about something, or when I go hear a beautiful orchestra, or when I watch my children, innocent and good and full of life and future, out playing in the backyard, it's magic. And yeah, that's scary for some people to have a conscious, powerful, burning mind that Thomas Jefferson talked about. And this guy is telling you he wants to put a heavy metal. How good it'd be to put a heavy metal in your water. It's so outrageous that these control freaks tell us they're going to run our lives. And Congressman Stark says the feds can make you do anything they want. And now they're taking over health care to force all of this on you. All the stuff you've seen so far is only the testing of this stuff. It's just so outrageous to look at this guy. Go back to him.
And trace amounts is in the drinking water. There seems to be a lower level of suicidality, and in the Texas counties that were studied, there's actually a lower crime rate. The same studies were repeated in Japan, completely different cultural milieu, and they had the same result. I should add that we're not talking about adding therapeutic levels of lithium to the drinking water. It's worth noting that if you wanted to get a therapeutic level in the trace amounts that currently exist in the areas where there is already lithium, you would have to drink several Olympic-sized swimming pools every minute.
Baloney.
That level of concern.
Hit pause.
That level of...
Hit pause. Just like sodium fluoride, lithium is a cumulative poison and builds up in the organs and the bones. And this guy, if he doesn't know it, needs to grow up. It's easy to sit around and put a tie on and be a control freak and sit there and boss us with his little lisping control freak voice. But it isn't going to work, Jack. You understand that? One part per million of sodium fluoride reduces the IQ by at least 10 points in a child, doubles their chances of bone cancer. This is so incredible. This is so incredible. Just everything is lies and distortions. Go ahead and start playing it again. Here's the video.
So the reality is these are very low levels, and there's no reason to think they're not safe in the areas they already are exist, so why not give everybody that benefit?
Okay.
Well, actually, it is the element. It's the ionic form of the element. Unlike many pharmaceuticals, which are complex compounds synthesized in laboratories, lithium is simply an ion that occurs naturally in the environment. I'm not a geologist. I don't know exactly the process by which the lithium leaches into the water, but it does. And I think it's also worth noting that the mechanism by which the lithium works in the body is probably very different in the treatment of diseases like bipolar disorder or mood disorders, mania, than it is in the much lower levels where it seems to prevent suicidality. And the theory is that very low or trace amounts of lithium enhance connectivity between neurons. And doing that over the course of a lifetime, a lifetime exposure makes the...
That's like saying that Ritalin's good for kids and Prozac is good for kids and mercury's good. Remember, they'll just sit here and tell you this is good and it's their choice and they're going to put it in your water because they know best. And he says, don't worry, this isn't like what we give psychotics. This is a smaller dose for you. They're already drugging the food and water. Let me explain that again. They're already drugging your food and water. They're stealing the pension funds. They're imploding the economy. They're criminals. They're drugging the troops with all sorts of drugs. These are a bunch of control freaks. I cannot say it any clearer. Let's go back to him. Here he is. Why stop at lithium and other enhancements?
Well, I think the first thing to point out is that fluoride, which is widely available in the United States, the Surgeon General has determined that it is possibly the most cost-effective health intervention in the history of the United States, that it saves hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars, per person in dental care over the course of lifetimes. And it's the reason why Americans tend to have very good teeth, and if you go abroad to some countries, people tend not to have as good teeth, with the same other dental hygiene care, because our fluoride protects our teeth, and there is no evidence that fluoride, no credible evidence, does any damage. So this is an experiment that's been tried. I think the other most interesting area to look at would be in basic nutrients added to the drinking water to protect specific populations. A good example might be alcoholics, who are at risk of certain neurodegenerative disorders, for example, from lack of thiamine. And adding a trace amount of thiamine to the drinking water, if it could be done relatively cost-effectively, might prevent alcoholics from developing what's called Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. The other benefit of this would be every emergency room that treats alcoholics wouldn't instantly have to treat them with thiamine because they would know these people are exposed to thiamine. Not that different from adding vitamin A to rice.
Okay, there you go. And you can watch the video up at Infowars.com. We got a link over to Big Think where you can see it right there. We have to get out of our comfort zone. They're going to have these soft-spoken little creeps come out and put a bunch of spin there. And, you know, here's the article, Oxford professor calls for drugging water supply. We're posting all of this up at Infowars.com, a separate professor. And he says, fluoridation is the tip of the enhancement iceberg. It's an enhancement to brain damage you and give you cancer. Science is progressing fast to develop safe and effective cognitive enhancers, drugs which will improve our mental abilities. And he goes on, a new generation of more effective enhancers is emerging. And it says modafinilin, Ritalin, Adderall, and others in other families of memory improvers. So now Ritalin and Adderall and serotonin reuptake inhibitors, antipsychotics, they are memory improvers. Mm-hmm. But once highly safe and effective cognitive enhancers are developed, as they almost surely will be, the question will arise whether they should be added to the water like fluoride or our cereals. It seems like with widespread population-level cognitive enhancement, it will be irresistible. And then he goes on to talk about making you do it. I mean, can you believe we're actually here talking about this? And you ask, how do they get these drugs in your water? Between 150 to over 300 chemicals – are mixed in with the fluoride. When you hear the term fluoride, go get a tour of your water facility. Give them a fluoridate. And on the bag, it will list hundreds of chemicals. Lithium, mercury, lead. I mean, you think I'm joking? You thought I was joking when I had Dr. Blaylock, top brain surgeon, on last year about kids having a 10-plus increase in seizures and brain damage when they take the flu shot, and now it's the London Telegraph yesterday? I mean, if you think convulsions and cancer and brain damage and lower IQs and autism is an enhancement, why do they arrest parents that beat their kids in the head with hammers? And they're saying put all these drugs in. Statins, Ritalin, Prozac, Adderall, lithium. It's a dictatorship by Big Pharma. You notice about half the ads on TV are Big Pharma? They've taken over. They're drug dealers. They're drug pushers. And now they want to make you take your drugs. They're not like a drug dealer trying to sell crack to kids on a schoolyard to get them addicted so they can have them go rob their parents' house the next week. They're actually putting it in your kids' food and water to get them addicted.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
They're coming out and acclimating you to the fact that they're already drugging your water, genetically designing the food to sterilize you, to give you cancer. The sperm counts are down by 85%. The cancer rates are off the charts. The average Westerner has 1.3 children. The West is dying. The ultimate control is the control of fertility and life itself. This is the control freak Valhalla, the control freak Mecca, the control freak heaven. And we're better than these people. We can beat them, but we have to get angry and get focused and get informed. As good, decent, kind-hearted people, we have trouble admitting these type of horrors to ourselves. And now these little creepy spiders saddle up next to us and, hi, I'm your friend. I'm going to drug your water. It's going to be good. And if you don't like it, you can opt out with bottled water. Meanwhile, they move to block that. These people are so sick. And then anything truly beneficial, like topical or for a sore throat, colloidal silver, they try to block that. And I apologize to all these callers, Bruce, Anthony, Brian, Walt, Ronnie. We'll get to you tomorrow. I'll be back live. I'm just out of time for this hour, and it's exhausting to know the truth and to see the zombies all around me, the biological androids obsessed with sitcoms and television and drama, and with Lindsay Lohan or with Mel Gibson, not knowing how hardcore history is and how dangerous corrupt elites are. Of course the global controllers that think there are too many of us and call us useless eaters are drugging the food and water. They've been caught over and over again. Of course the government admits now they grow the opium and ship most of the drugs in and only kill or arrest who doesn't pay their cut. Of course Goldman Sachs is running all the major federal regulators and stealing everything. Of course they want a global corporate private world government. They've bought up the world through fraud. Now they don't want us here. And they know we're waking up, so they've gone to their scientists they fund, and they said, how do you control them? And they said, you start shutting the web down, you use dirty tricks, you call anybody that criticizes you a racist, and you drug their water supply. And you pose as liberals so you can euthanize more than half the black people before they're born. And the black folks will call up and cheer you because you say you're liberal. You can murder these people. They call them useless feet eaters and weeds and everything else. And I got to watch all these mindless idiot groups out there. Look, I'm not a weed. My life has value. My children have value. And you have no right putting your hands on them, you degenerate scum. And I want the police and military to wake up and to awaken and to realize what's going on and to get angry and to get focused and to start warning everyone. You need to read Ecoscience. You need to watch Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You need to go read Oxford Professor Calls for Drugging Water Supply. Right when the show ends, we're going to post this new article with all the mainstream news, New York Times, this freak, and others promoting drugging your water. Fox News promoting it. And get the video I made last week that said close to 300,000 views. That's nothing. It needs to be 300 million views. Send it to your whole email list, everyone. Food, the ultimate secret. And I'm going to do a part two on all the chemicals and the things in the water very, very soon. We got to warn people. We have a responsibility. Download Food, the ultimate secret, exposed at prisonplanet.tv. Burn it to disk. Give it to everyone you know. This is the last day to get four copies of the Obama Deception for 1995. One for yourself, three to give others. They'll watch it. They'll wake up. That special ends today. Infowars.com. Get Invisible Empire, New World Defined. Bring the invisible into the visible. Spread the word about this broadcast. And everyone you know, the free iPhone app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, they do. Tell them about the free podcast link. Tell them about PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Support us. We're under attack like never before because the globalists know we're for real and know we're having an effect and know we have a chance to beat them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.